Brothers and sisters in Christ, today I speak with you with a certain amount of concern. Not because of what I'm going to say, but because I'm fearful that you will be deaf to my words. So I begin this short homily with a short prayer. Epitha, be open. Amen. You, my friends, are God's people. There is no doubting or mistaking your place in the kingdom of God. Each and every one of you has been born again. You've been born again into the kingdom of light, born by the Spirit of God, assured in your baptismal grace. You have assurance of salvation through the reconciling work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have a place in God's kingdom that has been sealed in the very blood of God. My address is not for the world, for the world could certainly not hear my words, but it is for you, and it is this. Do not be engrossed in the things of this world, but instead, give your full devotion to God. Watch yourselves, Jesus said. Don't allow yourselves to become occupied too much with feasting or strong drink or the worries of this life. Or if you do, the day may come upon you suddenly, for it will come like a trap upon all men of this earth. So be on watch and pray continuously, always praying that you will have strength to go safely through all of these things that will happen, and that finally you will stand before the Son of Man. Like Jesus, our brother Paul reminds us that this sinful world is passing away. This world, my friends, is slipping quickly over the cliff of time, inclining each and every day, inching forward to its final moment as it teeters on the precipice of this eon's age until it finally falls. And it disappears once and for all. You see, my friends, the kingdom is coming. The kingdom of God is appearing. Jerusalem is descending. And the garden of God is blooming beneath our fleshly feet. But as this present age continues to fade, we are tempted from time to time to grasp at ether, to cling to phantoms, to become engrossed in the things of this world, forgetting the temporary nature of this present creation and our limited duration of the journey that we have been given. You see, when we use the things of this world and forget their temporary nature, we can become entangled in them. This entanglement threatens to bind us to a dying world, pulling for our attention, capturing our focus, dividing our devotion to God. For Paul, sex and marriage were two powerful sources of worldly entanglement. And while he states that they are blessings from God, they also produce a certain amount of concern that threatens to distract us from our Lord. Instead of focusing on how to please the Lord, married men and women can become focused on earthly distractions, on how they can please one another and fulfill their duties. So much so that their devotion to one another becomes greater than their devotion to the Lord. This is how the apostle puts it. I want you to be free from anxieties, he says. The unmarried man is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to please the Lord. But the married man, he is anxious about worldly things and how to please his wife. His interests are thus divided. And the unmarried or betrothed woman is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to be holy in her body and spirit. But the married woman is anxious about the things of this world, how to please her husband. I say this for your own benefit, Paul says, not to lay any restraint upon you, but instead to promote good order and to secure your undivided devotion to the Lord. Sex, marriage, both of these were sources of distraction for the Corinthians and continue to be sources of distraction for us today. Unfortunately, there are only two examples, however, of thousands of other things that vie for our time and devotion. Simply two things among thousands that attempt to capture us and to enslave us to this world, to entangle us in anxieties and worries of this present day. Each of you here today have dozens and dozens of things that clamor for your attention and devotion. Even as you sit here today, you have to attempt to bat from your mind all of these things that are vying for your attention, all of these things that struggle for your focus. We are the modern day Marthas, focused on so many things, while failing to miss the one thing needful. You see, brothers and sisters, there is only one who deserves our undivided devotion and constant concern, and that is God. And when we place our focus, our attention, and our devotion on God, the other relationships in our lives find their rightful place, and the source of our vocational faithfulness is finally revealed. So I ask you today, my friends, what is entangling you? What is calling for your care and your concern? What is producing anxiety in your life as you attempt to fulfill its worthy and worldly demands? Sex? Marriage? Money? Technology? Grades? Occupation? Health? Family? Retirement? Prestige, whatever the thing or person is, I exhort you today in the name of Jesus Christ to make your Father in heaven and his will for your life your primary focus and concern. As Paul said to Timothy, no one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Reflect on what I'm saying, and the Lord will give you insight. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we have truly become strangers in a strange world. We live in this world, my friends, but this world is not our home. We are foreigners in another's country. We are sojourners who are walking through a world of sin, and we live in tents and in temporary tabernacles, not because we're homeless, but because we constantly turn our eyes to God, waiting for our permanent home to appear when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Master and our King, appears again. So we are called today to band together. To band together as we journey through this world. To reject the entanglements of this world. To remind each other of our permanent home won for us by Jesus Christ through his amazing grace. And we are called to correct each other when our devotion wanes, constantly pointing each other to Jesus and what he has done, taking hope and confidence in the assurance of our salvation until he appears again, and the things of this world and their anxieties simply slip away. Do not be engrossed in the things of this world. but give your full devotion to God. Amen.